Ugh, finally. Do you know how long I've been waiting for this moment?
For a moment like this?
Yeah. All my life. Welcome to karaoke night, folks. Hold on.
Some people wait a lifetime.
Oh, I like dueling karaoke nights where we both just sing different songs and we'll have the people vote for whichever one they like the most.
Yeah, I think having a song that shares a lyric and then we just branch off like a splintered timeline.
Yeah. Now, what weapons and tools am I allowed to bring to karaoke night?
You're allowed to bring your trusty MS-58 microphone.
Okay.
Yep.
I have the exotic weapons feat. Can I bring a scimitar? I feel like that would really.
Is exotic really weapons a feat, or is it a skill?
I think it's both. You can take a feat if you want extra skills later in the campaign.
Why would you want a feat, though? You already got two. Wait, what race are you? How many feet do you have?
I am a centaur.
Oh. Yeah.
For those keeping track of Banter Lore at home, I am canonically a centaur.
Yep. Definitely not Baron Harkonnen in a horse suit.
No. Definitely was not recently described as we have Jon Snow at home.
Yeah, you are kind of great value, Jon Snow. You got the curly hair, but you're more like Book John, where he's really like tactical and clever and has to make a lot of hard choices versus Show John, who's like, I'm broody and sad, but also everyone wants to fuck me. It's hard to be Jon Snow.
Well, I do. I say that a lot.
Yeah,
I say that a lot, but that's just to mask my hatred for the North.
I really feel like it's more just your hatred of subtext. That's what you go around saying. I'm sad.
I hate subtext. Tell me who the bad guy is. Welcome
proudly
to the show.
Media illiterate. Sorry, you were trying to say welcome to the show and I stepped on it.
I was trying to say it. Now it's ruined. And all right, take it from the top. Dan, when did you get, or whatever I said.
Science, magic, horses, banter, all that.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
Man, it hasn't been long enough. I don't know what to even talk to you about.
Okay.
Because you're going to a wedding, which is why we're recording very early. We're going to miss so much news.
I know. There's so many things that could happen. I think what's going to happen? Biden's finally going to force Israel into a ceasefire. Ha, just kidding.
you fool.
I know. Wishful thinking. What else is going to happen? There's going to be positive allegations about a comedian.
Oh, shit. That is newsworthy.
Breaking news. Turns out, Tig Notaro, absolute fucking delight.
Groped no one. Her wife was even like, hey, I have a fantasy I've always wanted to try. And Tig was like, no, I'm tired.
Tig's like, I'm good.
I can't. You have a headache. And then she used her mind powers on her wife.
That's funny. I can't. You have a headache. That's pretty good. I like that. Next time I need to get out of sex, I'll use that.
Yeah, which is often.
Often. Mm-hmm. I'm one man, Austin. I cannot keep up with the carnal desires.
You've always said that, and I've always ignored it.
I know. Oh, no, I was thinking about you because I talked to a friend of the show and of no one, Clark, and he started an office job. He's literally working at a Dunder Mifflin. It's like an 8-person paper company.
Oh, good.
Yep.
He was born for that role, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You take one look at a Clark, he's like, yeah, he was born to push papers.
Yeah, no, I think a Clark is, you know, it's like if Creed and Jim were fused into one person, if we're going by The Office.
Yeah. And was also a Harkonnen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Clark, too, grew under the light of the black sun, which gives
true.
You alopecia, actually.
It does. It really
turns
does.
Turns out it just gives you alopecia.
May your knife crack and chip. Hello.
Oh, no. Clark Muad'Dib, though, that is a character I would love to pick apart.
The spice
billions will die at my hand.
Jihad! Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I did have to explain to someone IRL that Paul is not a good guy. And then what? We just talked through all the events, and they're like, oh, yeah.
No, he won at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
He won it. That means he's a good guy. Ooh. He set all those what do you call them, space planes up in the air. He's going to show them paradise.
Yeah. They're going to open the next one with Paradise City.
Oh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Paul Atreides will make heaven a place on Arrakis.
Oh, God. I was thinking of you because I was talking to Clark and telling him, do I need to send you some business casual clothing? And he was like, no, the thrift stores here are great. And I was like, I hate that. And I was like, you know that my number one thing is dressing my boys up like they're my American Girl dolls. Like, I love going shopping with my boys. I love going shopping with my boys, giving them some new
fits. In fact, I'm
wearing
a couple Dans on me right now.
You are wearing a couple Dans. They, they call me Dan the Drip for a reason. And I choose to think that it has to do
with... I keep telling you to get that fixed. I've even invented this very insulting nickname to spur you into action, and you've completely misinterpreted it.
And I told you that I like my septum exactly how it's deviated.
It's so drippy.
Right, but no, I love dressing my boys up, and I realized I actually had somebody reach out to me recently who appreciates my style and wanted me to help them find their personal style.
Oh, God damn it.
I know. I love giving you good news or like compliments I've received because I can
imagine you in the moment just hearing that over the phone and coming a little, and I hate it.
It wasn't a little.
Oh, God damn it. Now you have to buy new pants, and you love doing that.
It's my favorite. That's why I keep letting my weight fluctuate so much. That's why.
It's not because I feed you night fries when you're asleep. They just slide right down there. You get them greasy enough.
Well, to be fair, lack of gag reflex helps.
Yeah, you've always said that.
I've always said that. It helps in most situations.
In most situations.
How did you get through Boy Scouts?
Oh, see, the more I think about that sentence, the sadder I get.
I was at a conference and somebody was talking about community engagement opportunities for comic shops, like how to grow your footprint and really be a valued member of the community and be a community gathering place. And they pointed out that both Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts now have comics making as a badge. And I turned to my colleague and I said, you can get a badge for comics in the Boy Scouts? All I ever got for the Boy Scouts was molested.
Wah, wah.
And it was during someone's presentation, and he like spit his coffee up a little. It was great.
Oh man, yeah. That's
what are some merit badges that would have made you stay in Scouts?
The Wea badge, where I just get the lore dump on a den master or whatever they call the people that run them for like 3 hours about Naruto lore.
Yeah, Wea badge. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think if they had debate me, bro, as a badge, I could have gotten.
Oh,
I would have gone
God,
for that.
That would have set
at
you down a dark
path. At that point
path.
In my life, oh my God. The
Dan Crowder timeline would have come about for sure.
There is a version of reality where I so repressed my sexuality and made
Stephen
it everybody
Crowder.
Else's.
You can
problem.
Just say Stephen Crowder, and everyone
became,
will know what
and
you
I
mean.
And I became a Stephen Crowder type. I'm already a failed actor. I mean, I'm halfway there.
Whoa, living on the dark prayers of our dear Lord Satan.
No, I wouldn't consider myself a failed actor. I just...
What if he made a deal with Satan and he just can't perform well enough to get a Rosemary's Baby out of it? You know what I mean?
It's like he tried to make a deal with the devil and the devil was like, I don't know, man. It seems
your
like
first,
a lot of work
your
on
Your first
my...
board shall be the Antichrist. Never knowing that whenever he looks at a woman, it just... Boo! And that's how Stephen Crowder technically saved the world. I think so deeply closeted, he can't impregnate his wife.
They have
oh, wait,
children,
no, he had
I
a kid.
Believe. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right,
now,
so the Antichrist walks among
like,
us.
And now he doesn't like no-fault divorce because he's on the other side of one.
Why
it's
not?
It's crazy that, like, ending no-fault divorce has become a platform for some Republicans. Like, that is fucking wild.
Well, it's like they always say, the best time is 100 years ago.
They were saying that 100 years ago.
It's always true. We must return to a perfect state of nature, an agrarian hunter-gatherer society.
I mean, if I could just lay around eating berries all day.
Well, yeah, but it's a lot easier when there's a Winco, you know what I mean?
Well, it's like, could we live a life free from capital where we're just sustaining ourselves off the land and living in harmony with nature in close-knit communities?
Dan, you didn't hear me. I need a Winco.
Well, my trade-off is, but then no anime.
It'll still be anime. It'll just be one guy.
It'll be one guy. He's very dedicated.
Yeah, the Japanese aren't going to stop their horrific work schedules, even in a communist utopia.
It's interesting to see American comics and manga coexisting in the book market space, and just seeing manga absolutely, you know, take over,
thrash it.
Well, it is. I don't want to say it's apples and oranges, but especially when things aren't colored and your assistants are doing backgrounds, like if you're as a mangaka, like it's such a different culture and such a different schedule and such a different volume of work that it really doesn't compare on the same level. But I do think there's something to be said for finding a story engine that works and just going with it. Like, I feel like the American equivalent is how our television series, when they were proper television series, could run for fucking ever. Like, how many seasons of Grey's Anatomy are they on now?
It's hard to express mathematically.
Right.
It's one of those numbers that's got an E in it.
You know, it's a Law and Order type situation. Hell, even MASH famously ran for longer than the Korean War was even a thing.
Well, I think the Japanese employ this cool little narrative trick where they call the start of something issue one.
Oh.
Which really does cut comics off at the knees.
I really think you're only talking about big two long-running titles, which is really just Batman, Superman.
And the fact that
action.
You had a repartee for that proves me correct. Well, I win. I win this conversation.
It doesn't
I
need
accept
to be
your
as
defeat.
Impenetrable as people make it out to be.
How many times did the world reset?
Which world?
See? Do
DC,
you see now?
DC's done it three times, properly.
And Marvel does it, like, what, every 3 years now?
I mean, they brought the Ultimates universe into the 616, and that was the last kind of sort of reset. They did all new, all different, but that was less a reboot and just passing of the torch to other characters. Why am I even justifying this with a response? But they did just reboot the Ultimates universe, and people are having a really good time with that.
Which ones are the Ultimates? Is that the guy that screams loud?
The Ultimates is the, like, gritty, realistic reboot universe for the Marvel characters that originally Mark Miller and Brian Hitch worked on, that was a strong influence on the MCU. That's where they made Nick Fury black and modeled him after Samuel L. Jackson.
Art imitates life, imitates art.
Mm-hmm. That snake
What's
just
What's Mark Millar up to? Did he do something bad we got to call out for yet?
Probably, but I don't think so. No, I mean, he's just doing his Millar World stuff. It's Miller. The name is Miller. It's with an A. But, no, I think that Nemesis is getting adapted, one of his books.
What's that about? Tell me about Nemesis. It's now story time.
Bad Batman with guns. Crazy billionaire kills people and does
Oh,
crime.
Frank Miller Batman.
Not wrong.
Does he got bad opinions on the Middle East?
Hasn't come up. But he had, you know, Jupiter's Legacy, which was a Netflix show.
Oh, I loved that movie.
The magic.
Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, the magic.
I'm assuming it's a prequel to Jupiter's Legacy.
It's not. Jupiter's Legacy was actually pretty fucking good as a TV show. I was surprised it didn't get a second season, but shit was expensive. No, his overall deal with Netflix, I think he might have 1 or 2 years left, and then that'll be over. But they bought... No, wait, it won't, because they bought Miller World. They bought his imprint, and I'm sure that had X number of new comics from him included in the deal. So he's made his fucking money, and he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets real into magic like other aging comic creators.
Oh,
that's the life
dude,
cycle, isn't it?
IDW is finally publishing his big book of magic. Like, Alan Moore has a book of magic that's coming out.
He's just
going
to tell you to come on the book. That's all magic is.
That's not... Is that what the Pagemaster was about?
That's what the Pagemaster was about.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the Pagemaster? That's a blast from the past.
All those books were camed on, and they came to life.
Oh, they came to life.
They came to life. Yeah, see? You'd have known that if you'd have read the book. It would take you a couple of copies, because most of the pages are stuck together. But
it was like a fairy book and like a Frankenstein-y book. And
yeah. Captain Picard was the pirate book.
Yeah, the Swashbuckling book.
Yeah. And he kissed the fairy book right on the mouth.
Is it in the same world as Inkheart? No, that's a different. That's just more books, but not the same.
Well, all of these were just the imaginings of an autistic kid looking at a snow globe. So you have to remember that about any piece of media.
What was that, Melrose Place? Is that the one that ends with the snow globe?
Saying Elsewhere, I think.
Saying Elsewhere, thank you.
In fact, what are we if not flickers in a mad god's eye? You ever think about that?
Okay, Orson Welles, calm the fuck down.
Ever think about that? I think about that a lot, how we're all just flickers in a mad god's eye.
Oh, God, you're like a less racist H.P. Lovecraft.
Well, you don't know how. You don't know my private life.
I mean, as long as you don't talk about it, you could be racist as fuck, and I'd never know.
I thought you were going to say, and that's okay.
No.
I was like, what?
No. I can excuse racism, but I draw the line at animal cruelty.
You can excuse racism.
That's one of the greatest lines in Community. I've been rewatching Community, and I am so comforted by it in a way that, like, I was always like, oh, these people who watch The Office umpteen times, but, like, Community's that show for me. It's still, because unlike Happy Endings, which is the greatest television sitcom ever made, and anybody who says otherwise doesn't know a fucking thing about single-camera comedy.
It's just a weird way to say Better Off Ted is what
How
what you said.
Dare you?
Right. I mean, it's top 10. I don't know if it's top 5 Better Off Ted.
But Better Off Ted was good, though. Better Off Ted was good. Now, if I like Desert Island TV comedies.
Yeah, what are your top 5?
TV comedies.
TV comedies.
Happy Endings is number 1. Community is number 2. 30 Rock is number 5.
Okay. Really? You like Scrubs more than 30 Rock?
I don't know if Scrubs actually makes my top 5.
You motherfucker. I'll set you on fire.
No, like, have you rewatched it lately? Because a lot of the jokes do not hold up. It's the same reason Friends isn't in my top 5, where I'm like, this is a lot of homophobia.
I think
it goes Happy Endings, Community,
The
Arrested
Simpsons?
Development,
okay.
The Simpsons, 30 Rock.
Okay. My list is probably about the same.
Well,
except I put Arrested Development in the top slot.
It's pretty fucking good. It's good. It's good stuff. So the season 4 is a little fucked. Season 5 is better.
Listeners at home, scream loudly into the air what your top 5 are. We'll hear it. Carried on the wind. We have to drive up audience engagement. That's how we bring up our monetization.
No.
Because we have not been getting a lot of Banter Prime subscriptions.
Yeah. Well, I told you we should call it Banter Plus.
Well, that's what you get Banter Prime to become eligible for Banter Plus.
I told you this is too complicated. And when did the Banter
you start
coins
at Banter
come
Prime,
into it?
And then any movies we release, you can additionally watch if you have Banter Prime, if you get Banter Plus. It's simple.
Okay. But, like, what are the Banter coins for? The Banter tokens?
That's an NFT Jesus told me to sell.
The Lord guided us to do a kitchen remodel.
The Lord wants me to update my kitchen. He said sell a bunch of these Banter coins to get them.
The Lord liked the Carrera marble. What do you want from me? Are you questioning
God? What am I
going to
use? Am I
going
to use a marble facade? Huh? Is that what you want from me? Is that
what you
think God
quartz,
wants from me?
Like some sort of heathen? Imagine not knowing what we're referencing.
At this point, you don't need to.
No, that's kind of the point of this show. This show just is background music.
Yeah. What's that tagline I put in when it on iTunes asks for a tagline? It's great for leaving on so your pets think someone's at home.
Yep. Well, speaking of people who listen to the show, I want to give a special shout out to Will Ballew for just being awesome.
Is Will blackmailing you again?
No. No. Will's just got, you know, a lot on his plate right now, and I just want him to know that he's stellar. Why is there a rubber glove in my pocket?
I thought you were just happy to see me.
No.
Is that a threat? Is that how Will Ballew threatens you?
No. I remember now. I'm flying tomorrow, so if I get into trouble with the TSA, I'm going to pull this out dramatically and go ahead, I'll spread them. And then they let me go through with the drugs. It's great, because they get embarrassed.
Oh. Huh.
So you need two gloves. You need one to fill with cocaine and put inside your abdomen.
Dan, I know how to put coke in a glove and then put it in my abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to full of grace pass the border, okay? It ain't my first rodeo.
That's why you got that fancy belt buckle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this ain't nothing but hardened cocaine.
If you could do one drug with zero consequences, what would you do?
Consequences being, like, legal, or I would not immediately become addicted to it?
Legal and bodily. Like, you could...
Okay.
Like,
as in, I wake up tomorrow completely clear
of
the system.
Free card.
I have to see what the fuss is about crocodile. If it makes you feel so good, you don't care that your skin falls off. I have to know.
Yeah. I do think there is a version of my life similar to the Crowder timeline where I am a deeply closeted and unhappy conservative influencer. there's a version of my life where I went hard. And I'm just coked out of my fucking mind, which I'm a lot to deal with stone
sober.
Well,
I feel like, yeah, if that timeline intersects with business Dan timeline, you would be very rich and on Wall Street, but you would be dead.
I would die.
Yeah, you wouldn't have made it to this age.
And those poor sex workers would have to like call my next of kin.
Yeah. But goddamn, you would have had a lot of money.
Yeah, Business Dan could have been a real problem. Although it's interesting how things like intersect. Now I'm like considering politics again when I had written that off completely, because
it's just from the other way.
Just from the other way. Just from like, well, instead of crazy right wing, what about crazy left wing? Huh?
Or hear me out. We destroy all evidence of your left wing transformation. There's plenty of backdated stuff at you being, you know, all libertarian and junk. What if we Trojan horse you in?
You want me? Courtney had the same idea. She was like, you know all the jargon, you know the lingo, you know what these people want to hear. You could be a
ain't nobody going to look twice at you at the RNC.
I could be a vague populist who secretly runs a very progressive agenda, but I just package it as like good old boy politics. They want you to be sick. They want you to not be able to pay for your medical bills. That's the gay agenda. I'm proposing Medicare for all to stop the gay agenda.
I realized what this was called. It's just a reverse Kristen, who's her face?
Cinema?
A reverse Kristen Cinema, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Karsten television. I don't know.
What's the opposite of a Kristen? Satana radio.
Satan radio. There we go.
I'm radio.
Satan radio.
We're
the
brand
radio
pivoting.
Demon. Yeah. Yeah.
We're brand pivoting
hotel.
Right now. This is welcome to Satan radio, where we're cool and we say cool things. We don't even talk about Alistair the radio demon even a little bit. We're so cool.
Why do I feel simultaneously too old and too young for Has-Been Hotel? Because it's been around for so long.
No, that's what the show is for. It's for grown-ups like us who didn't grow up right.
Well, I feel like I grew up right-wing.
Mm-hmm. Which has led to no emotional fallout whatsoever.
Well, you know, I did have to learn what empathy was later.
Empathy is the name of a lady at a strip club I think is real cute.
Austin.
Is that what you mean?
You don't need to go to the strip club. All you got to do is open up.
Where else am I going to see a naked lady, Dan?
Do I tell him? Do I tell him? If I tell him, I'll never see him again. You're
what
right,
could
Austin.
You possibly
That's
be
the
referring
only
to?
That is the
it's
only
the only way.
You're right. You're right. You keep paying those nice ladies. I mean, therapists need therapy too, so I'm not judging.
Mm-hmm. And no one listens better than someone at a strip club. Be they on stage or giving private dances or the bartender. They all really want to hear about your problems.
That would actually be a great character choice, is like a therapist who's like, well, I got to go see my therapist. And they just get a lap dance to talk about their problems.
I think that was the TV show Becker. I think you were referring to the TV show Becker.
He was just a doctor, not a head shrinker.
Ah. Becker versus Frasier, gladiatorial combat. Frasier gets
whoever
a katana.
Whoever wins, we lose.
Becker gets a harpoon and net, and Frasier gets the finest katana, the East Conforge.
No,
who
wins? Frasier gets a gladius and a buckler.
Okay, who wins?
Either way, Niles is happy.
Niles has notes.
You've heard of a nihilist. I'm a Niles-list.
That explains why you're so insufferable.
Yeah, I see no point in anything that isn't a fine French wine or an opera.
The real test was killing you in gladiatorial combat the entire time. I see that now.
The real gladiatorial combat was the friends we killed along the way.
Oh, God, I killed so many friends to get to you.
Yeah, you really misinterpreted what Stand By Me was about. It's
yeah, well, what's better than taking a bunch of friends to go see a dead body? Making one of your friends into a dead body.
Save yourself.
You don't have to deal
trip.
With any dogs that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Second left hand, none?
Probably not.
Hooray. Good night, everybody.
A Secret Weapon production.